The New York State DEC says it's unlikely that the discharge will have any long-term impacts on human or environmental health. DEC spokesperson Sean Mayer says this is an ongoing investigation, so they can't say much. But he did say the discharge is clearly a violation of water quality standards because it adversely affects the color, odor, and natural conditions of the water.
Governor Cuomo has directed us to really get to the bottom of what happened with this situation. And we've launched a full investigation from the Department of Environmental Conservation. We have our water quality engineers, along with our Bureau of Environmental Crimes Investigation Unit, looking into everything that happened over the weekend at this plant.
The DEC is reviewing the operations and permit conditions for the Niagara Falls Water Board. The board is the agency responsible for the discharge. They apologized for the foul, odorous release, stating that it was routine maintenance. Water samples were taken by the treatment plant operators. They were looking to see if discharge limits were exceeded. Mayer says the results from those tests aren't yet available. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.